Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sibiza wena yonke indawo, sibiza leligama yonke indawo ngoba siyazi ukuthi igama elinamandla and siyazi ukuthi unguNkulunkulu othembekile. Unomandla Sandra uthi izulu yebo yanga olomhlabelelo singena kulesi sigaba sesithathu okwesigaba sokugcina esikhathi ke sithi 13 after 4 o'clock. Ngibize nje abafundisi abawu 4 kodwa ngigcine nginabafundisi abawu 2 bazalwane. Yeah, so today ngijoyine ngobrother John Sema kanye no Pastor Lisiba ya le khodi okuthi sisaphezukwawo lo myalezo bazalwane. Sizobuka ke the significance of birth, life, death and the resurrection of Christ. UKristu wafa bazalwane, uKristu waphila njengomuntu, uKristu waphinda wavuka osukwini lwesithathu. So today si celebrate loluthando asibonisa lona. Uthini uKristu? Uthi I am the resurrection and the futhi ukuphila. So njoba ngihlezi ngisho ngithe uyabona uma ufuna ukexperience impilo, uma usayiphilela impilo semhlabeni awukaga experience impilo, wena ungayitshela ukuthi mohamba uya lena lena, you know, ugroover khole monate and all that, uyitshela ukuthi uphila life. No, awukayiphili. Woza wena kuKristu, yilapho ke manje uqala uexperience khona ini impilo, ngoba siyibuka manje ngamehlo a different, sicabanga nangendlela e different. Abanye baze bathi le walk ya change, so uhamba ngenye indlela e different, ngoba uma uKristu uba isidalwa esisha, kusho ukuthi yonke into iyashintsha. Ukukhuluma kwakho mhlawumbe ne voice iyashintsha, I don't know, yeah, but konke nje kuyashintsha empilweni yakho. But ke into kumele uyikhumbule ukuthi akusho ukuthi uma ukuKristu noma umamukele uKristu njengomsindisi kusho ukuthi your life is about perfect, your life angeke isaba nama ama challenges. No, yabona uma bakupreachela lokho wazi ukuthi akusilona ivangeli leqiniso lelo, because uma uzongena kuKristu noma uzomthatha uKristu njengomsindisi bese uhlangabezana nezinkinga, uzothina? Uzothi na brother John umpuleletse hore, you know, I came on Christ as mopuliso bophelo back and then my life will be okay. Sikhuluma lokho sibuke ngane ngamehlo akamoya, not ngamehlo enyama bazalwane. Kodwa ke asikho lapho, angazi ukuthi yini engiholele ukuze ngikhulume ngalokho. Today ke sibuka the significance of birth, life, death and the resurrection of Christ. Ngikanye no brother John Sema kanye ke nomfundisi uLegodi. Sanibonani bafundisi, dumelang le kae apsheni?
Sanibonani sisi, njani?
Thobela ke ri ya lotsha.
Ngiyaphila. Oh, ke lebetse thobela.
Ahe.
Thank you.
Okay, siyabonga ukuthi niphinde nibe khona na kule ntambama. Sizobuka nje, uyazi awukho umyalezo onamandla njengomyalezo wesiphambano. And hari ka lebella mo dinakong tsa dikereke tsa gona yanong, ngathi i message ebalekelwa kakhulu. Ngobani? Ngoba o ka re yanong baruti ba nyaka gore batho ba tle dikerekeng, you know, and then barera akitse gore kereke gospel le eletha abantu, gospel ye prosperity, you know, i gospel leyana yoku yok prophesy bese nathi siyaphakamisa izandla sithi yes muruti shaye khona. Uyabona? And then sikhohle ukuthi ivangeli ileli lesiphambano, ngoba impilo iqala la. Ngaphambi kokuthi asisho ukuthi ku wrong to preach prosperity and all that, but awuqale la umuntu indlela yakhe ayiqale la.
Yes.
I message esiphambano azi ukubaluleka, the significance of birth, the significance of life, death and the resurrection of Christ. Brother John.
Yes, my sister.
Ithingi nginikele wena we unpack and then we tsiye we lathele hape go gomoruti le gothi.
Yes, yeah, no, thank you. Thank
yes.
you so much. I think today, as we all know across the world, people, particularly those who subscribe to Christian ethos and ethics, who profess Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, will know that we, if we were living in those times of Jesus Christ, today will be one of the powerful days in our calendar, because he has risen on this particular day, or rather, this is the day that he would have risen from the death. Our belief as Christians across the world is that we believe in the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Our Christianity is literally hinged on the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We believe that at some point Jesus Christ was brutally murdered for our sins, though he was not a sinner. Prophet Isaiah says, "Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for transgressions, and he was bruised for iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace was upon him." Understanding some of the fundamental tenets of what constitute at this very day that we are here for, I think all must agree, because what is happening now, one of the reasons why we came up with this topic was purely to say, even in these perilous times where people want to substitute the significance of Jesus Christ, we believe that the power of Jesus Christ and the life that he's given us, of which what you have already alluded to, in my view, it encapsulates the essence of what we are here for. We believe, and I believe that Murutu Lohoju will also believe in that, because he has never told me that he has backslidden from that. Our belief is that the Bible says in the book of John, it says, nothing was made except through Christ. Everything was made through him. So, So today we are going to fully focus. We are going to focus on the life of this Jesus Christ, the death of Jesus Christ, as well as the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So we will delve deeper into who is Jesus Christ, because I think you remember very well, I'm not sure if whether I discussed it with you, because there was a time after the death of Jesus Christ, there was what we call Council of Nicaea. That is where the disciples, or rather the theologians and the priests or the apostles of that time, sat under the rulership of what we call Constantine, who was the emperor of Roman Empire. They sat down, they discussed the significance and the life of Jesus Christ. You know, there were conflicting issues. You know, it was more like a debate. Some were pro, some were against Jesus Christ. So we'll delve deeper into that as time progresses.
Muruti?
Tobe. No, as Muruti John is speaking, surely the four things that are mentioned here, they speak very strongly on what makes Christianity. The birth, which is now will be called the incarnation of Christ, or God with us, the life of Christ, the death and the resurrection. This is what makes Christianity. Without these things, there's no Christianity, or there is not what we call the people of the way. Now, the birth of Christ, you know, as mentioned in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 23, that a virgin will conceive a child. That was to bring hope to humanity, that which is happening there. You know, back in the olden days, they would have the blood of animals to come and just cover the sin. And now in our time, in this time, we then realize that, you know, covering katipex does not remove the sin of humanity.
Yeah.
It only covers it.
Yeah.
But computer kachogudinali intwere buttoning when it delete mola. When you press it, it deletes. There's no more. So when Jesus was born, was coming to correct what the blood of animals cannot do. So puluso kota kiri hubele hamra na Jesu no hutlisa hope to humanity. There is a day coming where there will be sins that will be forgiven and removed altogether. Now his life was just a model of righteousness and love. When you look at how Jesus was and how he lived his life, it was just to just show us love, forgiveness, grace, and also to preach the kingdom of God to people, to say we need to be reconciled back to our Lord and Savior Jesus. And now Christianity then will be around that. In John 14 verse 9, he says, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father, meaning it is the Father's love, you know, to give us Jesus. It is the Father's, you know, love to give us forgiveness through his son Jesus, who was born through a virgin. Now there is I know Umruti John, as lecturers, they know these things deeper than some of us. But I do know where they have said, where when they found the blood of the Messiah back in Israel, they realized that there is a chromosome from the same blood. How can a chromosome also have a different, you know, because Madi or Kozakering DNA ahunore kabale the chromosome tene kabale tsona, because Madi amrena Jesu heba level hunale chromosome engwe irang hore yena abe munna. Mara ho ya ka chromosome, or rather ho ya ka DNA, no sa tshwanno re ho ka ba le motho wa monna from that chromosome, no, rather from that DNA. So this tells me the birth of Jesus and his life was just a miracle altogether. That is why Christianity generally, it revolves around its own miraculous lifestyle, because it's not possible for one to have this kind of love and this life yamrena Jesu a palla ko ba ka mkhomrena Jesu na le ka teng. Now, the death of Christ also, meaning the atoning of sacrifice, this was to reconcile us back to God. And this is the beauty about the death of Christ. Now, someone might say, what beauty is there? This is our Good Friday. Horehana tlokofala on that day, he was just making an announcement. There is nothing else that will defeat him. That is why the resurrection is a sign of defeat to both death. And remember, in the book of Peter, it mentions that when he was there, he preached to those who were in prison. So the birth of Christ was a miracle from a virgin. There was never an intimacy between man and man. It was just a miraculous, you know, seed from, the Bible says, a virgin will have a child through the Holy Spirit. Now, through that, we have Jesus. Now, Jesus comes and he lives like any other child, as living as any other child. But his life was just a miracle. At the age of 12, Jesus shocked the priest of his time. Now, in his adulthood, we still see him at the age of 30 now coming into the priesthood. In his life as a priest, he did what other priests could not do. And that was just a miracle. Mm-hmm. Or how can a son of a carpenter? Now, maybe let me make it practical in this manner. This might... Marana Jesu grows up. The Virgin Mary comes and people know the Virgin Mary. Then all of a sudden, the Virgin Mary has a child. Now, here's a practical side of it in 2025. Now, how can a young girl whom we know as a virgin comes and says, it's not, if Mr. John, and during his time, and this is what the Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, it will call him a bastard. Opening it up for those who think too much. In his days, they would call him a bastard. But then they are seeing Joseph coming to Mruti John. Mm-hmm. Joseph comes and says, no, he's my son. Mm-hmm. No, it was not easy. Any man today, honestly, it was not going to be an easy thing. Now, this shows us that the life of Christianity is going to just be one of the most, you know, scrutinized life. That is why even today, any Christian who's alive today can tell you that their life is just, you know, wrapped up in miracles. And when Jesus is growing up, all of his life, all of his disciples, all of us, we can attest that the significance of Jesus coming into being was just a miracle. Him living his life was a miracle. I mean, the researchers would tell you that, you know, when he was just a young boy, there were miracles that were there that were not recorded in the Bible. Now, this has to do with the research in Israel around his life. Now, at the age of 30, we see the first miracle of wine, water turning into wine. Now, he dies. His death was just a miracle. Remember the cross, people were crucified during his day, but it never had any power or any hold until Jesus comes. Now, Jesus made something that was nothing to become something that everyone talks about today. Now, the cross, people were being killed. No one said anything until he died. Now, when he died, he told them, in 3 days, I will destroy this temple. In 3 days, I will rebuild it again. Now, for 48 years, they were fighting to rebuild that thing. Now, the life of Jesus all alone was just a miraculous life. And this is what makes Christianity to be a beautiful thing to say. Even today, Christianity is still a mystery. And now when you look at his resurrection, he resurrects. After resurrecting, they are still saying he did not resurrect. He was bought. They are saying, you know, his disciples, but now when you look at it till today, the proof is till today, this name works. There were many Jesuses in his day. There are still Jesuses today, even like Brazili, Renalebo, Jesuva, Dala Bolo. But their names cannot hold. Their names cannot drive out demons. Their names cannot save. It is only this Jesus from Nazareth who died, rose, and he's still coming back again. Now, the significance to all this is that whenever this Jesus of Nazareth is to be mentioned, things move, mountains shift. There are healings that take place because of this Jesus. And this, for me, is what happened. The testimony is, he took me from the streets of Mamelodi, and here am I. I'm still shocked that kisa police itse kan nete nete Jesu bophilo ba hae eno ba motlholo. Hey, ngabulelang ka sebetse ke ready you on myself.
Yo, umfundisi ukhulume iphuzu elibalekile la lapho kunombuzo ukuthi what makes a Christianity ukuthi ukuzalwa ukuphila kuka Christ, ukufa kuka Christ kanye nokuvuka kwakhe ikona okwenza a Christianity ukuthi kube yinto enhle kangaka. Ubuletse taba ya hore king e nice ya hore Christ sale abolawa, you know, wahlukunyezwa, arohiwa, wenziwa zonke lezinto, but today sina as Christians sithi we are celebrating that. So I think omunye kusese nombuzo osathalo hanyeng gore I don't understand Christians. But very complicated sometimes.
Yeah.
And bari na kongorati contradictor, you know, kuna zinto iningi ezikhulunywayo.
But honestly speaking, there's no contradictions. I think the only challenge that we're having, I think the scriptures or literature, biblical literatures, can only be misunderstood if people are dealing with those scriptures figuratively, because you know there are metaphorical examples there, and if you were to take it as it is and then try to explain them to a lay person as they are, you will cause a very serious confusion, you know.
Sure.
So that is why even in the Bible, you know, there's what we call concordance, you know. You will take this verse and try to compare with other verses. Mm. So the Bible says in the words of two or three, or in the witness of two or three, the word is established.
Yeah.
So you don't establish doctrine on one verse and run with it, you know. Those are doctrinal fallacies that we must at all times try to debunk the myth that Christianity or scriptures contradict themselves.
Mm.
I also wanted to touch on something else, Bushe. You know, my brother has already said so many things, and there's something that I know it might cause a very serious controversy to Christian community, but if we were to delve deeper and understand what actually is betrayal according to scriptures, you realize that Jesus was not only betrayed by Judas, he was also betrayed by Peter. The Bible says Jesus said to Peter, you will... He started by asking him, do you really love me? And then he committed himself to say, you know, I love you so much. And then he asked him the third time, when he said, you know better. Now in my view, he said, no, I said this. If you didn't hear, I said it again. Now that you are asking me the same question, then I must just tell you that in today's language we'll say whatever. but what Peter did was to assert himself above other disciples by saying, Jesus is the one who knows how much I love him. And if Jesus was the one who knew how he loved him, he wouldn't have asked that question. Now betrayal comes when Peter was given an opportunity to declare the Lordship of Jesus Christ in the midst of those who did not accept or rather believe in Jesus Christ. The Bible says he denied having sat with him or even have met him. And that is betrayal, because I would like to believe that Jesus was actually hoping that at least when I'm arrested, incarcerated, or even killed, Peter will therefore come and cover for me and say, yes, I know him. And then he will begin to teach others about him, because I said it, that upon him I will build my church, even the gates of Hades will never prevail against it. But because the pressure of that time wouldn't allow a coward Christian to stand and say, you know, this is who I am. I believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and no one is Lord above him. Peter said to himself, if I were to declare that, I will definitely be stoned like he was stoned. That's number one. Number two, I also wanted to inform you, because remember, we are talking about the life of Jesus Christ, comparing it with the current life that we are living in. My belief is that there is a total onslaught on Christianity. If you can realize right now, there's so much concentration and emphasis on how Christians should conduct themselves, not even within ourselves. You know, there's people who are expecting so much from us, but others have, in my view, they've got nefarious intentions. Why? Because it's not only Christianity that is a religious, recognized religion in the country. There's many religions, all right? But the challenge that we're sitting with right now is that more and more armchair critics are coming, and they're literally vilifying and lampooning Christians, because I would like to believe that the earlier church made it very clear that we should know us by fruits. But if those fruits are not forthcoming, obviously there will be some questions. But I'm saying this because we are living in perilous times. When you read the book from the Matthew chapter 24, when it talks about the events that will come in the last days, you realize that Christianity will be not one, but it's going to be the most hated religion in our times, purely because of the significance and the life of Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus Christ was never betrayed by non-Christians. Jesus Christ was never crucified by non-Christians. The Bible says Judas rendered him to who?
It's the priest.
To the priest. Now, the priests were considered custodians of the very same religion that Jesus Christ was pushing. But he was rendered to him to say, this man is preaching fallacy, is preaching a wrong gospel, and therefore he deserves to die. So all we are saying today, as we are celebrating the love of Jesus Christ, the point we are trying to bring home or to drive home is that we need to stand the test of time. Because number one, we are not even sure if whether next year we'll be able to celebrate the life, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because there are political upheavals in the country. There are so many questions as to why Christianity should be the one whose holidays are celebrated across the country, whereas South Africa is considered a secular state. So those are some of the challenges that we're dealing with. So the opportunity that we are having now, it should propel us to say, what is it that we are drawing from Jesus Christ as we are given a minute to celebrate the life of Jesus Christ? We have a very limited time now to say, what is it that we need to do before the laws are promulgated that will say Christianity is no longer going to be populated like it is now? I'm not sure if whether you... So we are faced with so many issues now. Like I said earlier on, that when we come to the issue of the Council of Nicaea, of which, because I'm saying this because my brother Muruti has already covered so many things. After Jesus Christ died, the Bible says, I mean, if you read some of the books, not the Bible, even when you do some research, you realize that there was what we call the Council of Nicaea. That was a gathering of Christians or gathering of theologians and pastors and apostles, disciples of Jesus Christ. They converged at that particular place under auspices of what Constantine deemed very important, that they were supposed to speak in one voice. So those who So he gave them an opportunity to engage and interrogate scriptures and stuff.
Yeah.
And during that particular time, that's when those disciples, after having sat down and discussed and argued vigorously, they decided to write what we see now as the New Testament.
Mm-hmm.
So that is why there's so many dissenting views, and some are saying, the Bible was edited, and some are saying they left out certain important events that punctuated our current Christianity and stuff. So as to whether which one was right, we are privileged because now we can read what we are having now. But the point I'm trying to raise is that during that particular time, those who did not win that particular argument had to run away, because some were even killed for that, because they could not wage a war against those who did not believe in what they were pushing. So we see that even now, where, you know, Christianity is still under siege. You know, people have got so much interest in checking how we behave, which is very good. I don't have a problem. The Bible says we must be careful because there are clouds of witnesses. But you realize that the whole intention, in my view, is to curtail the proliferation of this Christianity that we are trying to peddle. And then they don't want us to advance in the speed that we will want to advance. Why? Because we are heading towards a very precarious situation where Christianity is going to be almost wiped out from the face of the earth. And now the remnants of the Lord should arise at this point in time to say, the life of Jesus, the issue of Christianity is not something that we can argue in the studio. It's a lifestyle, it's a personal experience that one can never argue with anyone. If we were to involve other religions and then say, let us engage in that, others will come and tell you that based on the scriptures that a person has quoted, therefore he's a winner of that argument. But because Christ in us, the Bible says, now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or imagine, according to the power that is working within us. Now, that power is activated within us. We cannot, unfortunately, convince people about the significance and the power of the resurrection and the life of Jesus Christ, unfortunately. But what we are calling to Christians everywhere is that be on your guard. Things are not going to be smooth sailing as they were. Things are going to be very bad, but it needs all of us to engage in scriptures, make sure that we align with those who believe in the doctrine. Remember, the Bible says, when it talks about these doctrines, it says we are no longer children tossed to and from by any wind of doctrine. Yes. So there are so many doctrines that are there to mislead even the elects. So we need to be on guard and make sure that the love of Jesus Christ is populated more than before, so that when that time comes where they will say, you stop right here, we don't want to hear about Jesus Christ, we would have gone through so many stages of life and covered so many places that we have to go to.
That is profound, Mfundisi. Kakhulukazi la usho khona ukuthi, you know, zizofika ikhathi lapho ukuthi abazalwane bazocindezelwa. Gasihlola rebale nako ya ho gather together as Christians, uthola ukuthi manje sesiyayifihla, you know, and all that. So lento ishoyo iqinise ukuthi sesenaso isikhathi. Let us celebrate, because we don't know ukuthi ngo 2016 sizoba naye le chance le esinayo kwamanje ukuthi we are celebrating the resurrection ka Christu. So bazalwane, ikhadi zokugcina lesi, iBhayibheli likhuluma konke. So if ufuna ukwazi ukuthi ngempela okwesiphi isikhathi kwamanje, iya eBhayibhelini. iBhayibheli lizokuguida, iBhayibheli lizokufundisa. Asithathe kancane la ikhefu, nawe lapha ekhaya uma uthanda ukuphawula ngalolu daba asikuvaleli ngaphandle o mhlawumbe unombuzo o kunala usadidekile khona o kunala usase confused khona uthanda ukuthi abafundisi bangachazela kabanzi njoba ke sibuka the significance of birth, life, death and the resurrection of Christ. Siyabuya emveni kwalokho zivuliwe incingo ku 0123341322 unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 noma SMS ku 37871.
Real Radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Umthandazo welungisa unamandla ngokugqibeleleyo. Radio Pulpit yakha umzansi Afrika nezizwe zonke ngomthandazo.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
0123341322 uma nawo uthanda ukuphawula kulolu daba omhlambe unombuzo njengoba ke today sisaqhubeka sibuka the significance kokuzalwa ukuphila nokufa kanye nokuvuka okuka Christu naba bafundisi njengoba nginabo ngala mhlambe kukhona lokho abakukhulumayo aw understand kahle o mhlambe unombuzo iya sila ukuthi sizosizana angithi sithi singomngani singumsizi singu Radio Pulpit so asizaneni bazalwane ithi lapho ikhathi noma isikhathi sokugcina sifikile kube ukuthi silazi lonke iqiniso hayi ama half hayi uthole manje sokuthiwa lo ki half barking warm Christian
lukewarm
Christian yes asifuna izinto ezinjalo bazalwane so sela ukuthi sithole wonke amaqiniso sifunde kuyena uChristu uqoba angithi usiphe iBhayibheli ukuthi liqukethe bonke ubuhlakani so zevuliwe incingo buka nesikhatsi sakho kusho ukuthi ke una plus minus 10 minutes ukuthi ungabuza noma ke ucomment kulolu daba 0123341322 unga WhatsApp na ku 0826572729 unga text ana lapho thumele ne voice note or u SMS ku 37871 ngiyazi ukuthi hey nikhathele abanye basemigwaqeni baya travel babuya ku different places but uma unalo ithuba lokuthi la ukhona ulalele ende uthi ayi bahle kusese khona engak understand kahle yebo sila 0123341322 ukakena Mruti
awesome
yeah.
No, Mruti was mentioning quite a number of important things so I was still enjoying him
yeah
Mruti makes me feel like I go bali but he's mentioning quite a number of beautiful things and I think one thing about Christianity that it's too personal.
Yeah.
If we don't, you know, engage in times where we are now, we might find ourselves wanting because yeah. already there are so many things that are being tried on us. Some I can't even mention them, but I'll just mention them in parables, how they need to even regulate the very same Christianity. When they are talking on regulation, they are not necessarily speaking on anything. It's on Christianity. So for me, this shows me that, you know, what Jesus talked about to say, you know, in those days, this is what is coming. And somehow I find it a bit of joy, though I needed to delay, but I find it a bit of joy because Jesus in his time, Maruti, people were not comfortable with him.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were not comfortable with our Savior, they'll never be comfortable with us. He even says that we are enemies. He says, if they did not love me, they will not love you. If mm-hmm. if they did not accept him, they will not accept us. So Christianity, it's not, we are really not Christians because we want to be accepted. We are not Christians because we want people to think we are fun. But we are Christians because someone died for us. He was there, took our sins, mm-hmm. showed us love. Above everything, what we see there is love.
Yes.
Dumela sisibase unjani?
Ngiyaphila ma wena unjani?
Ngiyaphila ukhuluma noSalume kwaThema eSprings.
Okay mama.
ngizo umfundisi ukhuluma into yazi iyangithusa le uthi nenzeka ukuthi Christianity be wiped out in the face of the earth and then sizoba yini if kuyenzeka lokho iyangithusa leyo ndaba bengithanda ukusho lo iyangithusa yeah
ngoba
yini ngoba umhlaba ume ngomoya oyingcwele
yayibona yebo kubalulekile ukuthi izinto ezifana nalezi siziphawule ukuze uma kwenzeka singamangali you know and then sazi ukuthi singabazalwane uma siza leso sikhathi ikuphi okumele sikwenze
hayi sisibahle ngiyabonga
ngiyabonga mama bless you
yeah I was buhle let me quickly allay all the fears of our mother I at the end I said almost, in other words, it can never be completely obliterated.
Yeah,
it will be, well, the Bible says many will be led astray, but there will be few. That is why I use the word the remnants.
Yeah,
there will be few who will still pursue Christ's doctrine, and there will be those who will abandoned our faith. The Bible says so. You know why they will be abandoning our faith is because, remember, in the book of Revelation, when it talks about the mark of the beast, which is 666, it says the 666 will be compulsory for people, you know, and those who didn't want the mark of the beast, they won't be able to buy or even to sell. So obviously, there's few who will say, we will rather die with Christ than to be in abundance of everything but losing Christ in that. So that on its own, it tells you that the attempt will be there to obliterate the proliferance and the existence and the relevance of Christianity on the face of the earth. But there will be few. I think it's Matthew chapter 24, verse 44. It says, those who shall enjoy to the end shall be saved. Mm-hmm. So there will be few. That one we need to put more emphasis on it to say not everybody will abandon our faith. But things are going to be extremely, extremely difficult for Christians. There will be laws that will be made strictly against what we believe in as Christians. And they have already started, unfortunately. And then some of the laws will come in the form of technology to say this will advance our technology, and because of the sketch of whatever, and this is the road that we need to travel. And if you object, of course, you will be left alone. But our Christianity, like I said, is purely anchored and hinged on what I perceive to be backward as compared to a progressive Christianity, if you understand the point I'm trying to raise. The Bible says in the book of I think it's Romans chapter 12, it says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your whole body as a living sacrifice unto the Lord, which is a reasonable service. Now, verse number 2, it says, it talks about transforming our mind. It says, do not conform to the standard of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. That on its own, as we say, tells you that there is a standard of the world where most of people are going to be hidden to. And then there is this other standard of heaven, which few will be embracing. So, umama wethu shouldn't be scared ukuthi iChristianity izohamba completely. No, we are just saying ukuthi Christianity will be under a siege, and there will be some spiritual apparatus that will be used, even the physical one, to hinder the progression or the progress of Christianity. But like for example, what if they decide tomorrow that no one should be carrying a Bible, or they don't want anyone to preach about the gospel of Jesus Christ to in to to whoever they meet on the street, because we've got multiple religions. Mm. Obviously, those things can be promulgated into law, and there's nothing that we can do about it. But the problem, I mean, we are fortunate because Christ told us these things before they could happen. Mm. So our call was pure to say, let us arm ourselves before we can even see a situation where people will come and confiscate our Bibles from our houses and churches. So Mama, I must just relax.
Yeah.
I endow.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1200 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Asibingelele nkosazana sibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit umsakazo wethu indzaba lethu tfokotisako. Manje ke nkosazana abefundisi bami bayibeka kahle indaba.
Yeah.
Ikakhulu lamavikana laphelile. Nale viki eliphelele ngithande kakhulu le ndaba le bebakhuluma ngayo befundisi bethu. Mhlambe nje ngothi ngiphuma endleleni kancane ngoba bengitshela ukuthi ngizophawula ngayo le yezishume. Manje ke la kulezi shume lezi uJesu Kristu nemihlatshelo. UJesu Kristu uye wabheka uthole ukuthi lezi shume nale mihlatshelo nale minikelo umphakathi wakaNkulunkulu awosizi ngaluthi lezi shume nale mihlatshelo konke konke kuvuna bona. Abaprista bakhulu nabalevi bonke bonke labaya manje uJesu wabe sobusisa izandla athi kubusisa isandla siphayo ngokuba naso siya kuphiwa noma siya kumukeliswa manje ke ikhambi lethu lilapho mina ngangisebenze ebandleni ngihola 50 rand ngeviki kanje sengiholile kanje imali emaloso lozo ma 5 rand noma 10 noma 2 rand njalo ibe iningi nyana kodwa 50 rand manje ntothele imali ngoyinikela nami ngayo ngifakela 25 rand ngoyinikela ngayo nami omunye wabo ngipha indlo iRDP manje ngathi ngilapha kulendle ngilela ngaphupha omunye baba ngiphumisebenzi lo ngisebenza wona lo msebenzi wafe wangibhadala. Yeah. Imali enhle kakhulu.
Mm-hmm.
Manje ke manje uyabona kufike lamanje manje ngisasebenza wona uyawubhadala kahle kamnandi.
Yeah.
Manje ke kula esandleni ukuze siphumelele thina kumele sisebenzise izandla zethu ukunikela.
Okay. Izobuya indaba yomnikelo next week Kalimambo. Don't worry, next week sizoyivala kahle indaba ye tithe.
657 AM, streams of blessings.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Oh, ngiyaxolisa bazalwane, iphutha lenze yimina, I pitch your business competition I closing date 31st May, ne? And then ungakhohlwa ke 29 May ngo 10 ekseni sila Radio Pulpit lapha ngaphandle ilapho ke sizobe kuzobe kwe Ascension Day service. Woza ne campchair yakho, woza ne stulo sakho, woza ne umbrella yakho. 10 o'clock in the morning la Radio Pulpit. Yo ba ruti re saletse ke only 1 minute. A ke bone. Okay, are kwale ko fe 30 seconds go felwena 30 seconds moruti.
Awesome. Now, in conclusion, so the four keys or the four things that we mentioned, the birth of Jesus, just making sure that it reveals God's desire to be with us.
Yeah.
The life of Christ teaches us how to live in alignment with God's will. The death of Christ atones for our sins, offering forgiveness.
Mm.
The resurrection of Christ secures eternal life and victory over death. Now, through these things, Christians find hope, purpose, and a restored relationship with God, which they will believe is available to all through faith in Christ.
Mm. Wow, powerful. Brother John?
No, thank you so much, my sister. I think today we are concluding this one because next week we'll be continuing about something else. But we are grateful that we were given this opportunity. He has died and rose again for us to enjoy whatever that we'll be discussing next week. Thank you.
Amen. And wait, it's only now I realize hore ne ke sa botsise gore ha lesi yo momoyeng le tholagala yang. Le tholala yang muruti.
They can find me on my socials, ko Facebook ke Lesiba Logodi or Solomon Logodi. Phone number is 069-558-6271.
Okay, 069-558-6271. Brother John?
On Facebook is John Sema, and then on my other socials is Pull Up with Sema.
Okay.
Yes.
Kimo othola khala bakaw inbox ane.
Yes, they can. Thank you so much.
Okay, asihlanganeni futhi next week. Siyabonga kakhulu ngemfundiso ezinhle, imfundiso ezinamandla. UPastor Rayleigh Godi uyeza uzoqhubeka nawe ukuze kuyoshaya u7 o'clock. Mina ngiyabuya futhi next week Sunday nabo abafundisi. Ningakhohlwa ke next week inilungisa ama question. Siyaqhubeka ngendaba ye time.
Discover an abundance of life. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.